Captain Talent Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Minor technical difficulty. This is Jeffrey Combs. I'm back. So this call is officially being recorded as having just a few technical difficulties getting the conference call recorded and is officially in record mode. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, and I've been hosting this call for 19 years. If you're brand new to this call is officially recorded, available for playback on Wednesdays at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific. So you can access that on Podomatic. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, then I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. If you are unfamiliar with my content, have not followed me before, I have many Facebook pages. One that you can join that would give you immediate value is called Guilt Cleanse. And you request to enter as a member in that, and then I'll accept you after this call. That group has about 5,000 members. It is a great place to post and release some of your anxieties. It's a public forum that, it's a closed forum that gives you great content, access to a lot of people who are letting go of some of their anxieties and addressing the cause that creates the effect of why they do what they do. I've been a personal success coach and mentor for 19 plus years, the author of 4 inspiring books, 1 minor bestsellers. I've coached over 60,000 hours one-on-one and 12,000 clients. I will be speaking next Saturday with my good friend Joe DiBianca in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That is Saturday, August 18th. That is an event from 9 until 4, and I will absolutely be delivering great content. The following Saturday, which will be the last Saturday of August, will be August 26th. I will be in New Orleans. September 16th, I will be in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. September 23rd, Kansas City, Missouri. And September 29th, 30th, and October 1st, I will be in Orlando, Florida. Those are some of the places that I will be speaking in the next few weeks, in the next 2.5 months. And most of those events are one-day events from 9 until 4 on Saturdays. If you're seeking a free 15-minute coaching session, feel free to reach out to me either by telephone, 209-932-0227, or you can send me a Facebook message in my inbox, and I will get back to you immediately. With that, I'm going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. Tonight's call is devoted to understanding belief. Belief is a sense of certainty, or it can also be a sense of uncertainty. Where a large percent of the population resides is in anxiety, specifically in a place called doubt. Doubt is a space between fear and faith. Doubt is a space that keeps you safe, also keeps you overwhelmed, and keeps you indecisive, non-committed, with commitment-phobic challenges. A large percent of society gets ready to get ready. They avoid, procrastinate, are uncertain, and don't make their moves before they're ready. They spend a lot of their time being perfect and evaluating, analyzing, thinking, processing, getting and staying overwhelmed. Now, as you begin to change your beliefs, those are conditioned behaviors. As you let go of cause that creates the effect, as you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, then you will no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shapes your anxiety. Now, belief is an energy. Belief is a mindset. Belief is a sense of certainty. When you start to believe, you know. When you know, you're safe. When you know, you're good. When you know, you cannot be denied. When you know, you are certain. When you don't know, when you guess, when you're overwhelmed, when you're in anxiety, you're uncertain. Uncertain energy brings you to a very low vibrational state emotionally. That type of energy is anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. And it's a type of energy that has you challenged as a business owner. If you have challenges picking up a telephone, writing a Facebook post, writing a LinkedIn post, reaching out to someone, contacting someone, it's typically because of a story based on a past event. The events that you hold on to that shape your beliefs form your personal reality, which then becomes your personality. As you understand the ability and develop the skill of letting go, then you can separate your feelings from events that create your doubt, your uncertainty in the overwhelmed state that keeps you in a place called fight or flight. As you begin to step into your power, as you are power, you stop forcing yourself into situations, you stop attracting counterforces, and you are in your power, then that is a state called one with. There's very little separation between you and the outcome. As you are in your power, you become powerful rather than powerless. And when you're in that kind of energy, you're going to attract your reality, people and situations that will fulfill your purpose and your beliefs. Now, when you're certain and you know, you're going to come from a much better, much higher vibrational state. You're going to come from much higher energy. You're going to come from a state of certainty where you're not uncertain, but you're in the moment. You're in the now. And in that kind of energy, you don't doubt yourself. When you're in doubt, you're uncertain, and you'll keep your foot on the dock and your foot on the boat. Tony Robbins wrote one of the greatest chapters ever written in personal development and self-improvement. It's called The Power of Beliefs. Chapter 4, in Awaken the Giant Within. Tony breaks down what is required to have a belief, how to have an unshakable belief, how to have a sense of certainty, how to live in the now, live in the know. So to be able to do that, that's not a how do I situation. That's an I am situation. As you start to evaluate why you don't have beliefs, then you have a better understanding of what you do. Whose beliefs are you following? A lot of the beliefs we have are conditioned behavior. From school, from parents, from people in our circle of influence, from employers, bosses, people that we date, mate, hang out with, associate with, people from our neighborhood, people, our relatives, people, the news, the media, we're conditioned to believe a certain way, and a lot of that becomes our belief. We are conditioned to believe that succeeding is hard. In reality, success is a mindset. Success is a habit. Success is a belief. And when you believe you won't be denied, then you're going to magnetize your reality, the people and situations that believe what you believe. Simon Sinek is also very skilled in the book Start With Why on what that really means to attract people to believe what you believe. If you're uncertain, overwhelmed, there's a high probability you will attract people who are in the relative same type of energy unless you get lucky. And if you're waiting for luck to show up, that's when opportunity meets preparation, then you'll probably be waiting a long time. Now, you might get lucky and attract a superstar. You might get lucky and land a great job or a great position. But I would rather be good than lucky. So once again, luck is when opportunity meets preparation. To attract people who can produce, to attract people who have influence and affluence, you would have to come from a level of belief, knowing that you know what you know and you don't doubt what you know. But if you come from a place called not good enough, uncertainty, you telegraph your anxieties, you have rejection and abandonment issues, well, you'll attract your reality, people who believe what you believe, in a higher law of averages. Now, for every 20%, there's an 80%, and every 80%, there's a 20%. In the 80-20 law, or the Pareto principle, a large percent of people that you engage, connect with, communicate with, aren't going to have the belief that you're looking for. A large percent of society is overwhelmed, uncertain, not really committed to change. A large percent of society is interested in change, but they're not really committed. Now, if you're seeking to attract someone's influence or affluence, it's very important that you be in a belief that you know you're going to succeed. You don't have to know when, you don't have to know how, but you know it's inevitable. And when you know it's inevitable, then you'll start to practice a set of reflexes conducive to creating a result. When you know it's inevitable, when you know the outcome is going to happen, even if you don't know the date, but you're certain it's going to happen, and you stay in the game, and you start to develop the repetition and the experience and the reflexes to be a skilled entrepreneur, a business owner, a person of influence and affluence, a leader, a mentor, any of these type of energies, you're going to attract your reality more like-minded people in a much higher law of frequency. And as you become really skilled and good at this process, then you're going to live in a different energy. When you're able to take deep breaths and let go effortlessly, you're letting go of the anxieties based on past events that form an emotion. We are emotional beings, but when you're not in anxiety emotion and you're in belief emotion, then you're in joy, love, bliss, certainty, enlightenment, and you're going to attract a much higher quality situation. This is the very reason that the parking space is going to be available for you. When there's a parking space available for you, that's a sense of certainty. When you know that space is going to be there, it's going to be certain, that's a belief. But when you're in disbelief, that means you're uncertain. That's why you use guess in mid-sentence. And then the communication style that fosters uncertainty is typically, yeah, kinda, sorta, maybe, I'd like, I hope, I need to. That's disempowering language. That's addict talk. Addicts always want a little more. Addicts want more education. They want more information. They want to know how to do it rather than being creative and innovative. And when you become creative and innovative, you will figure it out. That's also a belief. When you live in that kind of energy, then the outcome is certain. The outcome is definite. You will not be denied. And when you come from that kind of power, you'll no longer be worried all the time. Now, if you're worried all the time and you're always worried, that becomes a core belief. Someone who's always worried fosters that by the way they communicate about it. They over-obligate themselves. They do too much. They people-please. They don't want to disappoint someone. So they're always worried, always being the key word, because always is the sense of certainty. Always is the superlative. I'm always worried. But we always have a parking space up front. Well, that's also a core belief. That means that you believe it's going to happen before it happens. And this is why so many people overwhelm themselves, because they want to control the future, but they don't have a command of their present. When you let go of control, then you're no longer in control of being out of control. Control is a nebulous situation. It's not a situation you can put your hands on. If you want to be in control, then you have to be able to let go of control. What most people control is being disappointed. They procrastinate, they avoid, they get ready to get ready. They spend time talking about it, thinking about it. They get trained, they get educated. They read, they will listen to podcasts, downloads. They do everything but be in action. And that type of person oftentimes is inactive. They're not in the action phase of free enterprise. They are getting ready to get ready. Now, if you are someone who can commit and you're certain and you've crossed the bridge, earlier today you said, I will not be denied. I will not focus on what has not happened. I will focus only on the outcome that I seek to magnetize and attract. When you come from that type of power, now you've moved up the scale of energy to conscious awareness. And it's in that state of conscious awareness that you can begin to attract to your reality the people and situations that you require to build an enterprise. And as you start to build an enterprise from the comfort of your home, and you have very little overhead, and you start to create profits from the comfort of your home, there's a high probability your beliefs will change. But you can't wait till the results show up to have a belief. You have to believe that the results will show up before you have the belief. That's not a trick, that's a skill. That's not hocus pocus, I'm in focus, that's a reality. And the more certain that you are, the more dedicated that you are, the more committed that you are, then there's a higher probability that you'll stay in the game longer. You require to master a new set of reflexes. You require repetition and experience over and over to create the compounded effect. As you start to master your emotions and you're no longer in disbelief or any anxiety and you're not in fight or flight, then you won't be overwhelmed as frequently. But if you tell yourself stories about outcomes that haven't happened, well, there's a high probability that the very story you tell yourself will manifest itself to fulfill your disappointment. That becomes your law of attraction, your core belief in the story that you tell yourself. Now, when you can separate yourself from your story, when you can separate yourself from the past, when you can separate yourself from feelings that keep you overwhelmed, when you can separate yourself from anxiety and abandonment, then you won't tell yourself a story. When you tell yourself that I don't like the word no, I don't like the no's, when you tell yourself that nobody's home, nobody listens to you, nobody buys from you, when you tell yourself that you always get the money question, that becomes your sense of certainty. That becomes your core belief. And a core belief, unequivocally, is a belief that you believe on a subatomic level, on an unconscious, subconscious, then a conscious level. The reason it's challenging to change an identity is the addiction tolerance that gets built up over a long life and a long career. If your self-talk was derived in your teenage years, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, well, then you have a lot of compounded effect that creates the neurochemical response that keeps you emotionally addicted to the events that shape your feelings. As you have a better understanding of how to separate your feelings, as you understand how to let go, and you understand why you do what you do, then your conscious awareness will be in a different set of beliefs than it was a week ago, a month ago, 90 days ago, a year ago, any multitude of situations. So changing a belief is really changing a core belief. It's not a how do I, it's an I am state. I am changing my belief. But you want to be clear what the belief is. When you're worried about situations that haven't happened, you're giving power and energy, you're magnetizing and polarizing and creating an undertow in your emotional energy to attract that very situations to fulfill being violated, rejected, abandoned. And when you don't believe you're good enough, that becomes a core belief. And when you're not good enough, then you'll tend to repress your feelings, stuff your feelings, hold on to situations, hold on to events. As you begin to live in that state of denial and live in that state of overwhelm, then it doesn't give you a lot of latitude to change. When you commit to change, when you're ready to change, when the pain is great enough, is when you will be changing. But if you hold on to the past and you don't believe you can succeed, but you're going to go through the motions anyway, well, you've just set yourself up to be disappointed. When you believe a situation is difficult, challenging, or hard, then that becomes your identity. When you say that, when you have these reflexes that continue to say that over and over, then you will attract your reality, those situations, to fulfill those feelings. But as you start to be clear, understand, realize, let go, know, and live in the now, your energy will begin to subtly, slowly shift. It's a slow-moving situation, typically, as your beliefs change. Now, some beliefs can change overnight, but most beliefs typically take a gradual effort, a repetition and experience over and over. However, on certain situations, the pain can be great enough, and your belief can be so strong that you can override years of addiction. You can be so committed to the cause that you can virtually change on a dime. When you're consciously aware of why you do what you do, and you no longer want to be in conflict or drama, and you're able to neutralize people and situations, then the whole game changes. Your universe changes. Your world changes. What shows up changes because you're not the mind-body connection to those events that used to take you to anxiety, overwhelm, and those states of emotions that would affect your energetic vibrational state. When you're able to separate feelings from events, when you're really in your power, when you're able to neutralize people in situations that don't empower you, when you no longer give power to people, that's a new belief that you've formed. That's a belief that you are capable, you are comfortable, you deserve it, you have self-esteem, you have confidence, and you're competent. Your reflexes have changed. You're in a place called belief. And when you are absolutely in a place called definite, then your definite of a purpose will magnetize a much greater reality to your reality. You'll attract people who have that same definite of a purpose. Someone who's a definite of purpose will not be denied. That's the kind of person who can commit and succeed. They can commit and follow through. Their language style is commitment-focused. They're not commitment-phobic. They're the kind of person who understands what to do, and they do it. And they tend to do it with very little supervision, very little fanfare, and they're able to do it easily and effortlessly. When you have stepped into that space, you won't be able to explain it, but you'll have experienced it. And you'll be able to connect with people who have experienced it, and your communication will be different with them than the people who haven't experienced because they don't believe it. Now, belief also leads to certainty, and there's also beliefs that lead to skepticism. When someone's skeptical, that typically means that they've been hurt, they've been traumatized in the past. It means they don't believe it can happen. But if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is, although there might be merit to that statement. There are many people who use that as a blanket statement because they just don't believe they can change. And if you've ever been around a relative, a friend, a family member who's attempted to steal your dreams, talk you out of a situation, because who are you to dream? You have to also learn to CTS, consider the source. When you're able to consider the source and not personalize a situation for what it is and isn't, then you are in that process of mastering a new belief. And as you live in that state, then you're no longer in overwhelm. You're no longer worried all the time, and it no longer happens to me. Now, there's a psychology to belief, meaning there's science to it. There's science to really changing your core belief. One of the ways, obviously, is to decide, to commit. I'm no longer going to drink again. I once told myself that, and I never had another drink. Now, I didn't tell myself that for years because I wasn't ready. I used to tell myself a disbelief. I can't see myself not drinking. I meet people socially drinking. I can't dance without drinking. Drinking's who I am. I could never give up vodka. I love white burgundies. These were statements I used to make to myself to perpetuate my addictions. Now, when the pain became great enough, I was able to centralize in on a situation. I was able to say, I can't do this anymore. And I meant it. That was one of the most important moments of my life, was when I let go of the first phase of being an addict. And as I now reflect back on some of those character-building moments and on the adversity I overcame, that is what creates character, which is a whole other level of belief. That means the person you are, the person you're becoming, the person you have become. When you come from being genuine, authentic, you're real, you're raw, you're a stand-up person, you'll take on the gaff, you can handle responsibility, you don't make excuses, you stand in the line of alignment, and you can take the wind in your face, you can take the heat, you can say, bring it on, and you don't get rattled, you don't get overwhelmed, you don't get worried, because the very situation you're worried about hasn't happened. When you give power to situations that hasn't happened, it can unequivocally rock your world. It can shake your belief to the core foundation of that you don't believe. And when you don't believe, then that relegates you to anxiety, which would be anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, grief, apathy, disappointment, many, many emotions that keep you overwhelmed. And a set of self-talk that talks you out of success, not talking you into action. That kind of low self-esteem, that disbelief, leads to a very low emotional vibration, typically from anxiety, fear, and doubt. And unfortunately, that's where a large percent of society resides. Now, if you are you and you're free and you're no longer the mind-body connection to some of those events, and you're in that process of reinventing yourself, you're in the process of becoming the man or woman you know you deserve to be, you're in that process and evolution of transformation and change, then you're in the right place at the right time. And if you're that person that's starting to develop new reflexes through repetition and experience, you're becoming skilled at asking the questions in a sequence. You're able to ask a question about an outcome that's favorable. You're able to qualify people for your time for the way you communicate. You're able to easily and effortlessly let people go. You no longer let other people's opinion affect you. You're able to neutralize situations easy and effortlessly. You don't hold on to a situation and get exhausted. You realize you have to focus on solutions and results, not on the problem. When you focus on the problem, you'll get overwhelmed, exhausted, drained. You'll be in drama, chaos. You'll be unorganized and undisciplined. You'll wing it. Unfortunately, that's what most people do. When you become methodical, systematic, organized, when you become detail conscious, when you become someone who is committed to the cause and you don't no longer hang on to the effect, when you are in the zone, when you are ready, when you're committed, when you're decisive, you bring a different kind of energy to the table. That energy is called belief. Now, when you live in belief and the psychology of belief, you begin to understand that a belief is shaped by forming a new feeling. And as you begin to let go of events and feelings that don't serve you, it now gives you space emotionally to create a new belief. So once again, if you worry all the time, if you're a chronic worrier, if you're worried about the future, worried about the outcome, then you're already attracting to your reality the very situation that you seek to avoid. Now, when you understand why you do what you do, then you won't ask yourself, how do I? When you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, you won't, yeah, but, that sounds good, yeah, but. Yeah, I understand that, but. See, that's a belief. Someone's giving you context and content. Someone's giving you insight, and then you've taken it personally, and you've turned it around. And when you do that, then you're gonna live in your own energy that keeps you separate and alone. But when you come from goodness, when you come from power, when you come from letting go, when you come from this state, people are gonna show up because they feel your feelings, they feel your belief, and in that kind of belief, it's easy and it's effortless because you don't doubt your belief. You are so in belief that your belief is your belief and your belief is your identity. You don't believe that bad situations are going to happen. You're able to neutralize them. You're able to overcome them. You're able to address adversity and create character out of it. And when adverse situations happen, you bend. You're flexible. You're able to adapt and adjust to the situation. Your body is not tense, overwhelmed, in fight or flight. You're not exhausted. You're inspired. Because you know that every day is the day to win the game of life on your terms. And you know that one day can be one of the greatest days in your life because you never know who and what, who's going to show up, what you're going to attract, who's going to be your new mentor, who's going to be your new teammate, what's going to end up in your mail, what's going to end up in your doorstep, what's going to end up in your emotions. When you live in that state of wonderment, in the sense of certainty, you will not be denied. But when you live in an overwhelmed state, when you live in a state of disbelief, then there's a high probability you will attract like-minded non-success seekers. And this is what's disappointing to a lot of people. They get dis and or not appointed. They don't get the job. They don't get the business. They don't rank advance. They don't do what's required to be a man or woman of influence. They dabble. They get ready to get ready. They think about it. They vacillate on it. They want to do it, but they'll never really get around to it. Why is that? It's because many people aren't committed. Because they don't live in belief. They live in disbelief, not belief, not believable. And that's a state where it's hard. It's hard to succeed. It's hard to change. It's hard to dedicate blocks of time. It's hard to set a boundary. Unfortunately, that's how a lot of people communicate with themselves and others. And if that is you, tonight is a prime opportune time that you can officially let go in this process. As you're able to easily and effortlessly understand cause that creates the effect of why you do what you do, and you're able to let go, you'll change your belief. Now, to change your belief, you also require the skills to understand what it is you're going to change. But if you don't know why you want to change or what to change, then once again, you'll live in that overwhelmed, unconscious state that attracts to your reality the people in situations that don't follow your purpose. They don't believe what you believe. They're the type of people who are overwhelmed. Society is afflicted and affected by being overwhelmed. When you're not overwhelmed, when you're consciously aware, when you're able to separate feelings from events, then you're in the zone when you're able to do that. You're going to attract your reality at a much higher law of average, a few people of influence and affluence. Now, not everyone's going to see your vision. Not everyone's going to believe what you believe. Because your beliefs are unique, but because your beliefs also are in alignment with many people in the world, you can attract like-minded success seekers who want to be part of the culture. They want to be part of the team. They want to be part of what happens in this process. They want to be successful. They want to be a leader. They want to be a mentor. It's a different kind of energy that they bring to the table. You can sense it. You can feel it. You can taste it. You know that your beliefs are changing because of what you're attracting. The proof begins to show up. Sometimes the proof can show up before the result happens. And you have to be patient for that. What does that mean? It means that you begin attracting the right people, but none of these people sign up with you. Well, that's a sign and a clue. That means that you're in the law of alignment. You're beginning to attract the kind of people you're seeking, but unfortunately, they don't always show up in droves. And if it trickles in and you're able to close a sale here or there, well, it's still relatively good because it keeps you in motion, keeps you in a state of of desire keeps you in a place where you're able to ask the questions in a sequence, and you're able to easily and effortlessly qualify people for your time. As you become skilled at this skill, as you let go of the cause that creates the effect, as you are in the now and in the know, as you are in your power, and you start to live in that kind of life, your energy and your attractor factor begins to change. You begin to attract more people at a higher frequency. More people at a higher frequency. What does that mean? It means that leads begin to show up in your inbox. It shows up osmosisly for at least for a period of time for you to have a better understanding, to be able to understand cause and effect and why you do what you do. And as you start to create a different sense of certainty, your law of expectation changes. Not only is the parking space there for you, but occasionally someone shows up of influence and affluence while you're patiently burning the midnight oil. You can't quit. If you quit, you'll fail. If you fail, you quit. You can't quit and succeed. You have to not only stick it out, but you have to master the skills of your vocation. And as you begin to do that, you are changing your belief. Now, belief is like the tabletop. It has four legs. They're solid. They're stable. They're equally distant apart. That's how a tabletop is. But you take any one of those legs out of that tabletop, now the table is unbalanced. It typically won't stand up unless you move the legs around to put it equal distance in the middle. Because when you have a tabletop, it has four legs. Those are four anchors. And those four pillars of belief, as you begin to let go of possible, probable, and you start to live indefinite, and you start to live a definite purpose, then you're able to be the mind-body connection that you're forming daily that shapes a new belief and a new habit. How is that done? It's done through science. It's done by taking a deep breath. It's done by being certain on what you're committed to. This is the value of goal getting and goal setting. When you start to become certain of what you're capable of, then it's going to be no surprise as you start to understand what you're capable of, it's going to be not any surprise that the results begin to show up. And they're not going to show up in droves initially. There'll be a compounded effect. They can show up gradually. They can also come in clusters. But as you become solid emotionally, as you become stable emotionally, as you have a better understanding of why people do what they do, then you're going to be able to empower people. You'll be able to assist people. You'll be able to lead by example. You'll be able to be the example that people are looking for because you now are in your power. And it's in that power state that's non-physical, non-linear. That type of power is emotional. And it's that kind of power that people are attracted to. When you graduate into that state of no longer being in denial, you're into a state called awareness. You're able to hear what's meant, not said. You can read a situation for what it is. You can tell when someone isn't committed. This is all done not by judging someone, but by repetition and experience. As you start to gain the experience, you have a better understanding of why we do what we do, then you're going to be in the zone more frequently. In the zone is the mythical, mathematical spot of synchronicity where situations line up. It's like you can be in a hotel lobby, and all of a sudden the very person you've been seeking to meet is there, voila. And you wouldn't explain that as an accident or luck. That was by design. And as you become skilled at polarizing and attracting people to your reality, then you'll no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shaped an old identity. And the more you're able to do that, you're virtually retraining your brain. And as you start to have those visions in your future, in your present at the same time, as you start to see yourself owning a dream car, owning the home of your choice, living on the beach, whatever it is your dream is, don't ever quit. Don't give up because your dreams are at stake. If you give up, well, that's a whole other situation, but why would you want to give up? Why wouldn't you stay the course? Why wouldn't you be the man? And being the man means you've sat on the bench for a while, but yet you have lots of talent. You could be starting at a Division I school and you just found out that you can start at your school because of how talented, how committed, how decisive you are. And if you're one of those people, welcome aboard, because those are the kind of people I look for, people who can purchase a ticket on their own without supervision. They can do a lot without supervision. If they require supervision, then that's where you start to shape your beliefs. That's where you start to pass on your beliefs. There are going to be certain people who require being led. That's going to be a large percent of society. There's going to be a smaller percent of the population that deserves to be mentored. Mentored is a special attention. When you devote a certain block of time to someone's future because you're banking on it with them, you're rolling the dice because you trust and know that this person's going to stay the course, that they have the same belief that you have, that they will not be denied. And it's that very kind of person that you require and deserve to attract in a much higher law of frequency. As you begin to do that, then you're changing. You're changing your beliefs. You're changing your energy. You're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your anxiety. Your communication style will change. You speak words that are more powerful, that have more inflection. You're able to speak words that you can commit to, not words that you would not commit to. You start to use a communication style with your body and brain that begins to attract your reality, people and situations that you can partner with, collaborate with. Now, in that kind of communication, in that kind of belief, there's no conflict. There's no friction. No one has to be right. There's just none of that, because you're one with, you're in alignment. As you begin to attract to your reality that kind of situation frequently, it can be an opportunity, it can be any multitude of situations, but it can also be people. As you begin to attract your reality frequently, the kind of person that you can network with, that you can mentor, that's teachable, that's coachable, that has passion, that has desire, you can see it, you can feel it, you can see it in the light of their eyes. It's that kind of person that sometimes requires mentoring time. Mentoring is a different type of leadership. It's more focused and directed at one individual person. Whereas leading, oftentimes you're leading a group, you're leading a team. It's usually more than one, one of more of like mind coming together for a common cause. That's a common cause that many people perpetuate. It is in that kind of situation, when you're in that kind of energy, your attractor factor changes. Your attractor factor becomes real, raw. That kind of attractor factor, that attracts a very, very highly gifted and talented, unique individual who's opportunity-seeking perception, who's looking for a potential business. Now, these people are out there everywhere, but it must be your belief that you have the ability to attract them. But as you start to talk yourself out of them because you don't have the money, well, that's part of the situation. That's why many people do it, because they don't believe that they can do it. They don't believe they have it. They don't believe that they can lead. They don't believe that they can mentor. Well, it's a learned behavior. Anyone can learn these skills. They're not difficult. When you start to understand basics of neuroscience, basics of how the brain operates, basics of an addiction tolerance, then you can begin to separate your feelings from the events that shape them. And this is a situation that it's inevitable that you will come, that you will attract your reality, people in situations at a very low level of frequency. You'll attract them at a low level of frequency, but you will attract your reality a couple of like-minded individuals that you can partner with or be placed wherever. And when you start to do this, now this changes the whole game. When you start to attract to your reality a much more quality, likable person, a person that isn't aloof, that's friendly, a person that isn't going to alienate the database, a person that's going to fit in and produce. Now, when you attract that kind of person, they typically do not require a lot of supervision. They definitely do not require having their hand held. They definitely do not require attention that isn't favorable. That's the kind of person that may possibly be mentored. That's the kind of person who is willing to pay the price, stand the gaff, burn the midnight oil, do some of the situations that people use. And as you start to understand why people do what they do, you start to understand the art of the cane or walking stick. it would be very interesting if this was your weapon of choice. And if you're having that staff's what you can part the waters with. I mean, that's a metaphor. That's from the movie The Ten Commandments. When Moses parts the Red Sea, well, he believed he could do it, and his staff had power. Now, you don't require that kind of tool. The tool you require is belief. And when you start to have belief, you're in a sense of certainty, not a sense of overwhelm. And when you know that you know, you can overcome the odds. You can overcome the obstacles. You can let go. You can live one day at a time. You can address the situation for what it is and not focus on what it isn't. You can let go of the stories that perpetuate your feelings. You can move safely and securely into your power because you are powerful, not powerless. And it's in that type of power, and it's a non-linear, non-physical power, that's an emotional power. And in that type of power, your magnetism, your attractor factor, your belief, your sense of certainty, joy, love, bliss, starts to emanate and starts to flow from your body. You become a person that people want to be around, want to emulate, that people want to follow when you're that kind of person. When you're in the flow, in the zone, in the now, in the know, those are other places of emotional energy that people want to follow. When you're certain, but when you're pessimistic, when you're angry, when you're overwhelmed, that's not the kind of belief that will create a result that will be favorable. That will be the belief that will perpetuate the same situations over and over to fulfill a neurochemical craving that you're emotionally addicted to. When you let go of other people who believed what you once believed and you do it diplomatically, you're not leaving them behind. They're choosing to stay where they are. When you let go of the guilt that keeps you from being good enough, you'll change your belief. When you let go of the anxiety that keeps you overwhelmed, you start to change your energy. Letting go is not a how do I. Letting go is an I am process. I am letting go. I am no longer the mind-body connection. I am me and I am free. When you're able to easily and effortlessly let go, then you have a rock-solid belief about your present and your future. But when you hold on to past feelings and emotions, you're holding on to the events that shaped your beliefs, then once again, you're going to have a very low energy. You'll attract your reality, people who believe what you believe. This is what's so prevalent and so common that you'll witness and see, especially as you step out of it. But if you're not certain, you're not good enough, you're not lovable, you're not sure if you can pull this thing off, you're not sure where you're going to be in a day, a week, a month, you have anxiety and dread about getting up in the morning, well, you're already in disbelief. You're already creating a situation to fulfill your feelings. But when you're in your power, when you can stand the gaff, when you let go of the stories you tell yourself, when you focus on the results and being present, then you're in the process of reshaping a belief. That's a core belief. That becomes an anchor. When you can anchor yourself in a new belief, I will not be denied. I will do whatever is required. I commit to it. That shapes a new belief. But if you've been uncertain for a long time, well, then you'll continue to relapse back into that uncertainty. Well, why does one man or woman succeed and another one doesn't? Well, the obvious answer would be commitment. But that's too simple of a situation because there's more to it. Because not only is commitment a skill, commitment becomes a habit. It means I am committed, I commit. And the language style, commitment language, breeds results. And you're in that type of energy, you're going to attract your reality, people and situations, frequently through auto-suggestion, through your automated set of feelings where you're in belief, not disbelief. That means you're able to adapt and adjust quickly. You're not taking situations personal. You're able to move in a state of flow. You're able to easily and effortlessly let go. You're able to produce on command. You're able to create a new reality, and you're the leader that people are looking for. When you're able to come from that place of power, then you're not and in that place of certainty, then you are not uncertain, you are in belief. And when you let go of doubt, then that leaves you open to create a space called belief. And in that kind of belief, you're in a sense of certainty. When you're certain, you know. When you're uncertain, you don't know. When you're certain, you're certain. You're committed. You're not doubting. You're not guessing. When you're guessing, you're uncertain. When you're overwhelmed, you're uncertain. When you're worried about the future, you're uncertain. When you're guilty, you're worried about other people's feelings and are you hurting them or are they getting enough. When you're in that kind of state, you're not certain. You're giving your power away. That's an emotional relapse that a large percent of the population perpetuates daily to stay addicted to a set of feelings. Now, when you can separate your feelings, this is not a how-do-I situation. It is an I am state. And it's not a physical situation, it's emotional. When you're separating your feelings from events, the events are emotional. When you let go of those emotions, you may cry, you may get overwhelmed for a short period of time. But as you understand the art of letting go and the psychology of believing, when you start to understand that belief is a science, and belief creates a neurochemical response, and the more you live in belief, the less you'll live in disbelief, and as you live in that belief, you're going to be attracting, magnetizing, polarizing, creating an undertow of like quality, like-minded individuals that you can partner with. But when you're in disbelief, not belief, you're going to attract very low energetic vibrational people who live in anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. You're going to live in a low energy state where very few people believe what you believe, a large percent of the people believe what you believe, and you're going to attract people who have a belief of certainty. When you're uncertain, that's what you'll attract. Once again, how do I change? Change is a commitment. Change is a choice. Changes a mindset, changes an identity. The evolution of change begins with a commitment. You don't have to know when, but you have to know you are. You don't have to know when you'll be good enough, you know you are good enough. You don't know when you'll succeed, but you're focused on succeeding. When you let go of people that you hold on to, oftentimes you get a backlash or you get some unfavorable remarks or statements. Be clear, be candid, be conscious, be here, be now. Let people go that you require letting go without feeling guilty. Now, keep that in context. You'll have to decide who and what that is. Letting go means separating feelings from events. When someone that you grew up with is not in your camp and not in alignment with you, that doesn't mean that you separate yourself from them, but it means that if they're negative or toxic and they continue to criticize you, what's a different situation? Because that can wear on your belief. And if you associate with these people or put yourself in that law of alignment with those people, then there's going to be a high probability that they're going to drain and rob you emotionally. As you begin to have a better understanding of cause and effect, why people do what they do, you'll easily and effortlessly be able to let people go. What does that actually mean? It means what it means. It means that letting go is separation from feelings from events. And as you begin to understand how to create on command, you'll be in a whole different ball game. As you begin to understand why people do what they do, and you're able to easily and effortlessly let some of that go, that's a great breakthrough moment. As you begin to no longer be the person of no influence, you start to become a person of influence and affluence. As you start to change your belief. A belief is, once again, a sense of certainty. It's a core belief, meaning that you believe it. It's a 100% situation. There's very little to no margin for doubt. You don't get overwhelmed thinking about it or worried about it because you are you and you are free. You have an acute understanding of what is required to be in belief. And in belief, there's a science to it. Taking a deep breath, letting go. Letting go of the story you tell yourself. Focus on a result. Don't focus on what hasn't happened. Focus what you can command. Don't focus on trying to control the outcome. Let the outcome come to you based on your results. As you begin to have a better understanding of who and what, who to attract and why to attract them, it'll give you a better understanding of who your avatar is, who's your ideal client. You have a profile for yourself, specifically for you, of my ideal client or whoever it is, and you want to be able to attract your reality, that person relatively frequently. And that's called an avatar in internet marketing, and it has many other functional names, but for our purposes, what it means is attracting someone to your reality who actually has a pulse and can breathe, they actually have some energy, and they're the kind of person who can crush it. And those kinds of people, you definitely require them in your influence, because those people are people-driven and purpose-driven. They are two exceptional books, and the more you understand cause and effect, why you do what you do, then you'll tend not to be the mind-body prescription that keeps you overwhelmed. As you let go, separate feelings from events that shape them, you're not the mind-body connection to the events. It means that you are free. You're not as overwhelmed. As you let go, you're not the event. What happens to many people is they become the event. They become the event, and they stay in a space in their head that they don't typically break through. Now, that's a percent of society, and those people you can definitely assist them because they definitely purchased the ticket on the ride to freedom. And when you start to commit, that's what happens. You're on the journey to freedom. You're on the journey to belief. Belief, once again, is a sense of certainty, a place that you will not be denied. And when you will not be denied, then you are certain. There is no failure. But when you focus on failing, unfortunately, many people do. They put more energy into failing than they do succeeding. A large percent of society perpetuates this. They get overwhelmed and they get anxious about failing. And they start to magnetize failure to themselves, and then they live in doubt, and they attract people who are also in doubt because they attract people who believe what they believe. Once again, changing your belief is a habit. It's a routine. It's a mindset. It's not a situation that you keep. It's a situation that you develop. You stay in belief. You are believable. You believe you won't be denied. You don't wobble. You don't wait. You don't walk. You don't waver. You mean you're here and you're now. You're certain of what's going to happen. You know the outcome. And if you knew the outcome, then many people wouldn't fail because they would follow through on it. Well, once you're in belief, you know the outcome. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'm the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It's my absolute privilege and pleasure to be your host on tonight's call. This call is officially recorded and is available for playback at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday morning. Also, if it's available at noon Eastern Wednesday morning on Pod-O-Matic. This call is officially a call. Have a great evening, everyone. I look forward to seeing many of you in Philadelphia and at some of the East Coast events where I'll be speaking this late summer. Have a good night, everyone. Goodbye.